Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I am speaking with Taylor Jules. She has just released a fantastic new track called Helicopter, and I'm super excited to talk to her all about it. Taylor, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy life to do this. What is happening?
Well, first of all, hi, Austin. Thank you
Hello.
so much for having me, taking time out of your day, excuse me.
Is my job, and it's a great job because I get to talk about awesome music.
Well, this is absolutely a pleasure for me. It's been a very big build up for the last couple of years, getting back the normal swing of producing and getting things out there. So I am incredibly happy to be here right now talking to you about
Nice.
this.
Yes, life has been crazy. It's always crazy, but at least we have music to fall back on.
Always.
And as I mentioned before we started recording, I've had obviously the opportunity to listen to the song a few times through. It's gotten better with each listen, and I truly, truly mean that. And I love to kick these off by just asking, like, what's it about? I could make my own connections, but I've got you on the line, so let's hear it.
Absolutely. I always like for people to be able to interpret it in a lot of different ways or kind of create a song
True.
that's semi-poetic to be able to kind of relate to people in a lot of different ways. But I'll tell you my kind of more intention behind it, and people
Of
can
course.
take that or adapt it into their own lives as they please. But basically, it's just I like to write a lot about relationships and dynamics, friendship or otherwise, and the things that we go through growing up and in the last couple of years of my life that I've experienced or others have experienced. And I really take those with me, and I like to write about those. It really helps me connect to, myself and others. So this one specifically was definitely influenced by the, ebb and flow of a fleeting romance, conflicting emotions of having this fiery, amazing romance when you're together, and then maybe not feeling it so much when you're apart, or having one of the players fly away and helicopter and fall apart and then come back and hover back toward the other person. So it's just about that kind of ebbing and flowing and knowing that your helicopter is going to fly away one day and you have to be okay with it. You are okay with it. And the character in the song, let's say me, I am okay with it. I know what's going to happen and it's worth it. Those good experiences and that time together is worth the helicopter flying away and maybe never coming back.
Well,
So
sounds incredibly relatable for all
yeah.
those that are in the dating pool and
That's my
just going
goal,
back with,
Tell the stories of everyone, not just myself. Tell the stories that everyone can relate to. And even if it's a specific situation, have those layers that I know a lot of people can relate to.
Totally. Well, I don't need to know specifically if this is about you or not, but maybe just in the grand scheme, do you ever feel like there's a weight lifted off your shoulders when you write these songs? Just like, 'cause some people write in diaries, some people just have vent sessions with their friends, some people write music. So how does that work for you?
This is my diary. You're right. This is specifically for this song. This was taken from a lot of different experiences and maybe like messed around with a little bit in order to create a more through story. But every time I have a situation I don't know what to do with, I'm feeling emotionally conflicted about any which way I don't know what to do or say, I write it down. I write a poem. I turn it into lyrics. I write music. I just play a simple chord to the piano and let the words flow out. No matter how I end up doing it, that is it. Music is my diary, 100%. And
I love that.
it's such an amazing relief to be able to, get that out. It's a really great creative outlet, honestly. I didn't know it was so great for so long until I started realizing that getting these thoughts out were stopping them from making me so nervous and anxious and whatever throughout the day. I was far less conflicted, and these things were now sent out into the universe, and I could breathe and relax again. So I started using it, right? So it's not only do I love it and feel a great connection to writing songs, but it just helped me tremendously a lot. Like it
I'm
really,
sure of it. I mean,
yeah, no, it's been a
how
great
could it
catalyst.
not? You're literally
Yeah.
at your most vulnerable state writing music.
Right.
Also,
It's
for people
cathartic.
that, people that don't know you are going to hear these songs and kind of feel like they know you. I think that's the
Exactly.
weird part about being an artist is like you have
Right.
listeners everywhere and people know your stories, but they don't know you as a person. They kind of do. It's
Right.
complicated. It's
No,
complicated.
definitely. And with my songs, I feel like I put a very personal touch into it that maybe I'm not willing to share with some people sometimes. So
Sure.
it's definitely a way people say they get to know me better when they listen to my
Yeah,
songs.
no, totally. It's a veil over you as a person, whatever you're
Definitely.
comfortable with saying.
Definitely.
In terms of like actually starting out creating these songs, do you feel like the songs start always with your lyrics or personal experiences? Or I guess in terms of like instrumentation, like do you play any instruments and you're strumming along or doing whatever and it starts that way?
Honestly, it entirely varies. Sometimes it varies by the genre. Sometimes it varies by maybe what I want to do with it, or if I'm just purely getting out my emotions, I might start with the words. But if I'm attempting to write a song for a certain reason, if I have an idea in my head, or I have an assignment for something, or if I have a reason, a real reason to write a song and not necessarily get out my emotions, it kind of starts a little bit differently. Or I'll just, sometimes it starts as simple as I do play piano and I've been playing for years, and I used to play guitar as well, but I kind of put piano a little bit more at the forefront, but I love both. But I'll start at the piano with a nice chord, and I'll find one that I resonate with and go from there. You know, play, I know enough music theory to be able to, you know, like I know what chords are in a key and things like that. So I can play around and find sounds that speak to me. And I kind of just go from there. I do a lot of things just kind of from a feeling, heart kind of perspective, and just feel what feels right and let the words and the melodies and things flow out of me. And a lot of times it ends up just writing itself because I'm allowing that kind of veil to be lifted. So it kind of just unfolds sometimes. You know, sometimes it takes forever, but sometimes it takes 10 minutes because it's all just there in front of me.
Yeah, I feel like so many musicians nowadays, if they're either just starting or they don't have total background, like that music theory that we hear so much about plays such a massive part in starting. I know that you're currently at University of Oregon and you're in the music program. Have you found that like anything you're learning there is having an impact? I would hope, because you're probably paying an astronomical amount of money to be there. I would love to hear that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I have absorbed a ridiculous amount of information, to be honest. It is really incredible. One thing I always tell people about this music program is I'm a popular music major, which is basically I can kind of do a lot of different things. So my concentration is voice and I play piano. So I take classes for both, and I take music theory and oral skills and piano skills, and we take music history classes and sound design classes and digital classes where we work in like music editing software. And then I have a class where I'm in now where we use just analog equipment from the 70s. And that's all we do. We don't touch any digital equipment at all. And
no,
so
that's incredible. That sounds like, even if you don't like, even if you're just a casual listener of music, I feel like that could be the most fun thing to do in the world.
No, you don't have to be a music student in order to understand the things I'm able to learn at this school are incredible, just absolutely incredible. And the way that they connect to so many other disciplines too.
Sure.
I've always loved school. And so I'm a really big, I like when lots of interdisciplinary subjects come together. And when I'm in one class and I go, oh my gosh, it's just like this and just like this. And I can connect them all together through different academic spheres and say, wow, this one idea has so many different links to it and so many different parts of the world and humanity and culture and society. Just, it's just a great way to contextualize information and to really learn things in a meaningful manner.
That's so cool.
Getting back to the original question.
No. I could talk about that for days, like that type of thing. Because I mean, I'm obviously the one asking the questions, but I also play music occasionally, like super casual. But I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about the theory or the blah blah blah. Like,
and sometimes you don't have to putting it out there. You don't even have to.
Totally.
It's nice. It helps with writing songs and chugging things out and doing little things.
Totally.
But as a person who went by feeling and by ear.
Yeah,
it can be done, I promise.
But I'm almost 100% positive it streamlines your process a little bit, knowing the background and
just
blah,
a little
blah.
Bit. Okay, it makes things make sense. I had, when I was growing up and doing all these different performances and singing in all these groups and pretending I really knew what I was doing.
Exactly.
That I created my own music theory, basically. I created my own little language where I would have my own little things, and I later learned that I was replicating music theory, but I didn't know what I was doing yet. So you start to notice those patterns and things anyway. So for sure, it'll streamline it. But I've known a lot of people, including myself, to kind of figure it out slightly. And it might be written differently, but the conceptually, you start to understand the patterns of things. You start to understand things. So it's quite nice.
I will be looking out for the book that you write 10 years from now. Because I'm sure that your own...
Look out for it. It's already in production. No, I'm just kidding.
Perfect. It's pre-production.
Pre-pre-production.
Almost there. So in terms of... like your sound, your style, it's obviously very rooted in pop. But one thing I liked about this song particularly is that it does pull from different styles. I assume that there's plenty of fun production elements and other things that you've learned and all the fun stuff that goes in. Do you have any plans to potentially experiment with your sound, try new things, who knows? You know, some people say yes and people say no. It's up to you.
No, I'm just laughing because you're opening a whole can of worms.
That's what this is. This is literally called We Talk About Music. And if we're not talking music, then I mean, like,
let's talk then. Let's talk about it. No, I want to be as experimental as possible. You know, I grew up lending my voice to a lot of different sounds and learning how to write songs in every single genre possible, picking random things and learning how to write in those ways, or having to sing different genres and just learning it on the spot. So I'm not only have been very experienced doing a lot of things, but I have a passion for a lot of different types of music. So I really can't see myself truly staying in one lane, even if I tried. Because even when I write even if I try to write a certain song, if I try to sit down and write a song exactly in the same vein as Helicopter, I promise you it will not be. And when I'm trying to not, it probably will be. Just because there's just millions of sounds and genres and things in my head. And, you know, so I love them all. So they kind of just collide a lot of the time. So I'm looking forward to a career where I can branch out and do a lot of different experimental things and really continue to explore what I like.
Totally. I mean, respectfully to you, like, you're still very much in the beginning of your hopefully long and fruitful musical career. I don't think it would be a good idea for you to stay in your own lane and just make this thing, especially now that we're living in this era where the future of production is here and literally at the tip of your fingers, you can just click a button and completely shift. Whatever,
you can do anything you want.
Atmosphere, it's really nuts. So I don't know. It's also inspiring for anyone who's just starting out to know that, like, you don't have to have all the answers. Like, there's just so much to discover. You never stop learning either.
No, you never stop learning. You never stop growing, and you don't have to pigeonhole yourself in any sort of way. You don't have to. Today's day and age is incredibly experimental and new, and obviously incredibly uncharted territory in terms of technology and even the music industry. Now we've seen the rise of TikTok. Things are never like they've ever been before, and they will continue to never be like they've been before. So I just see this whole route of change and growth and in any sort of way. And I just see no reason to limit ourselves creatively or otherwise, because the world is not going to do that. The music industry is not going to limit us. So why not just be the ones to branch out?
Yeah, if you're not making stupid videos on TikTok, like, what are you doing?
Right.
Which is a whole nother conversation, but save that for next time.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to keep getting a little bit more into this. I want to know, like, obviously you're not new to music in any capacity. You've been doing this. You've gone from start to finish in making songs. Is there one part of the entire process, and I truly mean the entire process from dreaming up the song, from hitting the submit button at the end, that you look forward to the most, the thing that you feel brings you the most energy and feels like this whole process is worth it? I know that was a lot to process. So.
No, I'm thinking for sure, but because there's just so many good things. People tend to ask me that. There's just so many parts of this that are just so rewarding and make me truly deeply happy. But one thing in particular is, you know, it's definitely difficult sometimes to take an idea out of your head and really express it. And that's something I've been working on a lot recently and learning a lot more music technologies and stuff to really be able to fully translate my idea and at least even get a sketch of it out so that other people can understand and maybe help me, who are better apt at those things. But I think truly when you express your idea and somebody's helping you or coming back, or they send you an idea and they say, how about this? Is this what you were kind of looking for? And it's just right in the sweet spot.
Yeah,
somebody understands your artistic vision.
Yes.
It's just an incredible feeling. Cause again, it's just really my deepest inner desires and thoughts and wants and heart that is really being expressed. So when somebody else can understand that, even if it's not words, you know, musically, that the same thing is put into that. If they can understand my intention and the heart and the soul behind it, it's just incredibly rewarding. You know, you're doing something right because people can, one, connect to it, and two, understand. That's like a really big thing. Cause you know, like ever since I was a child, I can hear full like musical compositions in my head. I can hear full songs that I can try to sit down and write. But a lot of the times I hear seven instruments at once. I can't get that out necessarily.
No. I'm so happy you brought that up.
Right.
Coincidentally, it's something I was going to ask you about, but let's just get into it right now. You operate as a solo artist, at least your name. I assume that it's not just you, you know, on the computer doing all the bells and whistles. Like, you have to have a team. You have to have certain people in your sphere that understand you. And it's like, if you, like you seem to have found, can find someone that makes those connections and seems to be the other half of your creative brain, don't let that person go because they get you on some level.
Right, right. I was very lucky to find my producer, Josh Fields. I've been working with him for years, and he was one of the first people to really understand my vision. I sent him one of my songs once, and it's one of the upcoming releases after Helicopter. And he sent me back something. We had just worked on a couple songs previously, and he goes, okay, well, now that we're done, send me more. And I sent him a full song, and I said, let me know what you think. I really am envisioning this in a certain style, kind of like the one we just did, but, you know, really along that same vein. And I just made some very, very precise comparisons and descriptions about what I wanted to hear. And obviously I had written a lot of the stuff. Every part was finished. I knew what I wanted to hear, but he came back with me with, he came back to me with a draft, and I remember crying because somebody had seen through me. Somebody had seen into my soul and taken out all of the pieces, everything that I had wanted to hear and see and feel when I listened to that song, he had put into that. And that was one of the first times somebody truly translated the exact thoughts that I had in my head. And someone was able to understand my nonsensical John Mayer guitar riff, insert here. And
I get that. That makes
bright,
sense.
Bright but horns cascading down here. And like, just very even like, I want the applied this here and switch that there. And I want the horn coming over here. Like those weird tiny little descriptions. I don't really expect anybody to fully understand.
Yeah.
Somebody fully understood them. And it was just a crazy moment, really, to be able to work with someone that understands you, you know.
Put handcuffs to that person. You cannot let them go. Truly. No, really. I mean, I don't need to explain to you why, but it's so rare to have a person that like can truly be that other half of your brain. It's so important.
Right.
I have a couple more for you, and I want to know, you've already talked about it a little bit, and you don't have to say anything too much, but like, we're still very much at the top of this year. So much more time to go. Absolutely. What are some of the plans? What are like some lofty goals you'd potentially like to hit as well?
Oh, well, you're talking to a big dreamer here. So
good.
If you ask me, I'll say the world, but
can't be a musician in today's age and not have lofty dreams. It's just
right. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So truly, I want to be known. I don't know. I've just been doing this for years. It is something that I have sunk my heart and soul and time and energy and life into. And I just want to show that to the world. I want to show my innermost self to people. And I want to show the craft that I've been working on. So I would just love to be able to show it to as many people as possible and really be that sort of musical comfort for people. You know, I've found a lot of musical comfort in a lot of my favorite artists. And I just always wanted to be that person that people could say that about as well. Really find some sort of connection and comfort. And that's why I tend to write the songs and the topics that I do, because I really want to be relatable to all these people. And I want to talk about the things that we all experience. So I would love to be able to affect people in a great way and to be someone they can listen to and relate to in a lot of different ways. So that would be kind of, you know, the smaller version, but I would just love to be performing. I've been a performer my entire life. I've been on stage forever, performing in bands since I was 10, musical theater since I was like five. And I'm still in a band now. And even for my job, I'm a wedding singer. Like, it is
get
just
out. Oh, that's
awesome. Like, it's just all the cool things.
So
I want to do.
You've really just like implanted yourself.
There's, exactly. No, I want to be a performer. If it's not obvious enough, I want to be a performer. I want to sing in front of people. Singing live and is just, it's a thrill I can't describe. And it's a satisfaction and a love that I just truly can't describe. But it's absolutely exhilarating. And I would just love to be able to continue doing that. I've had dreams my entire life of being on a stage, being on tour, doing this, doing that, putting out singles and doing, and just, I don't know. I just have a really big dreams of performances. I guess I have to say that.
Nice. Well, I mean, yeah, you're shooting for the stars and you have every reason to. Taylor, my last question for you here is basically, for the person that is going to discover you from this, what is an opening message you'd like to say to them before they listen to your song for the first time?
I would like to tell people that music is the most universal and loving language that I have ever found. And I am a language person. I study a lot of languages, and music by far is the most universal, open, connecting, loving language of them all. And I would just tell people, one, keep listening, because there's a lot of other stuff coming your way.
Yes.
A lot of different stuff, a lot of the same stuff, a lot of stuff that I think that people would really like. But really, you know, listen and try to listen to people's expressions through their music and really attempt to be a person that not only understands people when they talk, but when they sing and when they express themselves, maybe even just through a guitar riff or musically. Listen to people's souls, the way that they come out. And I don't know, music is just definitely a love language, especially for me, and a way to spread love and understanding and culture and everything in the world. So I would just say, be open and be willing to experience these things, and please listen more and discover everything you can. And just, I don't know, it's just such an interesting world. I would say just open yourself up to even genres that you weren't necessarily, you don't like, or you don't affiliate yourself with. Totally. I still try to absolutely immerse myself in every genre, and it is helpful, not only as a musician, but as a person, to hear these things, ways of human expression and ideas. And even, again, different than a musical vein, just simply hearing a sound you've never heard before in a way you've never heard it.
Right.
Is just opening. It's just mind opening. It's just like taking a class in school. So I would just say, absorb everything you can and learn everything you can and look into these people's souls and recognize this vulnerability. And yeah, try to write some songs of your own. I always tell people, people always laugh at me when I say, write your own songs, do this, do that. Cause they say, I want to be able to do this. I can't do this. I can't do that.
Have you tried?
Right? Like, I couldn't forever either. It doesn't come naturally. Like, it really doesn't, only for a couple people, you know, but it takes time, and it's just a nice way to get your expression out. So I'd say, do it. Don't be afraid.
I think you've just given every reason in the book for people to listen to your music and be inspired. I'm serious. Taylor, seriously, thank you so much for taking the time. This has been a fantastic conversation. I knew it would be, but it's gone and beat my expectations. Please let me do you a favor and plug your music for you one more time here.
Please, please.
If you guys didn't hear the first time around, the song is called Helicopter. We will have the links and the articles so that you can listen and share and follow along. And by the sounds of it, there's like so much more coming in 2023. So
much. Look out, everyone. Look
keep
out.
Keep your sights peeled. And I'm excited personally. So yeah, I have nothing more to say other than thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Austin. This has been great. Really thoroughly enjoyed this. And thank you for taking time out of your day to talk to me.
I thoroughly enjoyed it as well. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Stay safe. And I will hopefully talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.